Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, October 23rd, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Today, we expect we'll encourage you in a different sort of way. Today's message is titled, Iron Sharpens Iron. The scripture text is a proverb from Proverbs 27, verse 17.
As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend.
Today I would like to share a story that I hope will encourage in a different sort of way. It concerns a friend of about 25 years, going back to my years of pastoral service in upstate Pennsylvania. I asked Stephen's blessing to share this message today, as we both feel it may be of benefit in illustrating the blessings of an enduring friendship that was, at times, a challenging one. Stephen retired after working for the city of Pittsburgh and moved up to our area, which was about 125 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. He lived in a small mobile home near the site where today's photo was taken in a region known as the Pennsylvania Wilds. Steve had a background of broken relationships and alcoholism, but several years earlier had made the decision to follow Christ. And God was at work chipping away in the recreation process in Stephen's life.
He could be somewhat difficult, the kind of person we might describe him as rough around the edges. He himself acknowledged that he was like sandpaper. But Steve had a heart to serve and volunteered to work as our church custodian. He was faithful in his service. But he also had a knack for coming up with ideas that were not always feasible.
Well, the most memorable I recall was the time he came up with the idea of using a small space heater to defrost the refrigerator freezer in the church kitchen. He placed it inside the freezer, turned it on, and shut the door, and then forgot that he had done so. Well, I suppose he reckoned it would get the job done quickly, and it did. But it also melted the inside of the freezer, and I wonder how close it could have been to starting a fire. Well, Steve required much forbearance, and at times, I really felt like pulling my hair out. Well, we worked together several years, and butted heads more than once, but we both endured. Time, in fact, in 1993, I took a new pastoral role in New England, and Steve, a year or two later, moved back to the Pittsburgh area. We completely lost contact for many years until we reconnected through daily encouragement just several years ago. He receives the messages now and periodically shares an update concerning his life. He's dealt with numerous health problems, but he's staying faithful to Christ. Last night, we reminisced about our unusual friendship and prayed that in sharing our story, it might be a blessing to others. I've always been intrigued by the brief, but pointed proverb in today's text is iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. As is the case with many of the proverbs, there's nothing in the immediate context to further clarify the author's intended meaning. Historic commentator Adam Clark expresses that as hard iron will bring a better edge to a knife, and I quote now, so one friend may be the means of exciting another to reflect, dive deeply into, and illustrate a subject without which whetting or excitement, this would have never taken place. And I consider how friends do that.
Hebrews 10:24 expresses a similar concept. It says, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Well, I like to spur people on. The word spur translates a very rare Greek word.
Paroxysmos.
And it's found in the New Testament and elsewhere, only in Acts 15:39, where it is used to describe the contention between Paul and Barnabas regarding John Mark. Tracing the roots of this word, we find it comes from two words with a sense to sharpen alongside. The writer of Hebrews uses it here in a positive sense to describe an essential Christian responsibility. We need to come alongside one another to keep each other sharp. The New American Standard uses the word stimulate, and the King James states to provoke.
Which I find kind of interesting in light of the relationship that Steve and I had. It didn't seem like there was some tendency of a provoking in that case. Well, I've often been enriched by the sharpening influence of a thoughtful friend in Christ. Well, the sharpening itself may be thought-provoking and at times even painful. But in the end, I'm stronger and better for it, and I believe my friend is as well. I consider relationships like I had with Steve for several years back in the 80s, the type we may tend to want to avoid. But I am convinced that God providentially allows these associations to cause us to grow. And Steve and I can testify that we were both enriched by it.
Sadly, for the sake of a surface unity, we may neglect the sharpening role and seek to avoid it, whether we're the one sharpening or the one being sharpened. Warren Wiersbe observes with these words, "If we're not disagreeable, we usually learn more by disagreeing than by giving in and refusing to say what we really think, or, as the scripture says, speaking the truth in love."
Well, this sharpening process may be taking place in your own home, among friends in church, or at work. You just might come up with a sharpening friend like Steve was to me. How you react is a real test of character, as God often uses other people to grow the fruit of the Spirit in our lives and develop His character traits in our hearts. Well, you probably just heard the phone ring, and again, you need to be reminded that we prepare these messages directly from our home office, and Brooksine was able to take the call and get back so that she could offer our daily prayer. Join us as we pray together today.
Father, I confess that in the process of being molded and fashioned into your likeness, I am often unyielding and struggle in the process of becoming more like you. Thank you for placing people in my life who model godly character and who courageously speak words of direction and loving correction when I need it most. Help me to graciously receive these messengers and promptly respond to the message they bring when it's supported by Scripture and spoken from a wise and loving heart. Amen.
Amen. We also thank God for those that at the time may be difficult, and we realize that ultimately they're a part of God's plan as well. Well, we bless you today. Thank you for joining us. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, October 23rd, 2008. We do have a couple of pictures up on the site, including a picture of Steve, the man we refer to in the message. It's difficult to find music that fit today's theme. The closest I could do was the classic song, Friends. Steve and I are friends. I have so many friends I'm blessed by. But finding a song that really dealt with that aspect of, you know, at the time, difficult relationships was a bit, well, I didn't find any. We also have today something that I find interesting, goofing around with. And I use that word goofing around, playing around. I like Google Maps, and I have created a map today of that particular region of Pennsylvania where we lived. Happened to live there from 1977 to 93, and began a church in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania, and served there till we left in late June of 93. And we just have some of the places placemarked on that map. I find it interesting when I read about somebody to know where they were geographically, and we've done that. Thanks for joining us today. Continue to faithfully serve Christ. And if you have a friend right now in your life like Steve was to me, and really perhaps I was to Steve, well, may you grow through it and realize God's placed that friend there for a reason. Stay faithful above all.